I had just put two very important clues together, remember? First, Drover and I had discovered that the moon is actually a huge oatmeal cookie. Second, we had learned that a picnic basket in the back seat of the family car contained... Hang on, this will knock your socks off. Your socks, that is. It will sack your socks. Rock your shacks. Phooey. There was a sack of oatmeal cookies in the back seat of the car. Put those two clues together, and you come up with unmistakable proof that some mysterious power in the universe was giving us a sign to eat those cookies. This rare combination of clues had left me breathless. It's a sign, Drover. Yeah, I know. Don't you get it? It was meant to tell us how to deal with this moral crisis. That's what I said. Quiet, I'm not finished. You see, the answer has come to us from the moon itself. The forces of the universe want us to eat those cookies. In triumph, I whirled around and faced my assistant. To my great surprise, I saw that he had started crying. Now what? I just announced that the forces of the universe have ordered us to eat some cookies, and you're blubbering. You stole my idea. It's the first idea I'd come up with in 6 months, and you stole it right out of my mouth. Drover, I didn't steal it. I borrowed it. Friends borrow from each other all the time. He continued to sniffle and whimper. Okay, I'll admit that you played a small but tiny role in resolving this crisis. That didn't seem to help, so I laid a paw on his shoulder. Drover, would it make you feel better if I told you that there might be a little promotion in this for you? No, because I never get those promotions. You noticed that, huh? I marched a few steps away. Okay, what do you want out of this?
A cookie. That's all I ever wanted my whole life. Just one. Just two. Just 10 cookies.
You can forget 10. Would 2 cookies make you happy? He jumped up and wigwagged his stubbed tail.
Oh, yeah. 2 would be almost twice as good as 1.
Great. I marched over to him and whopped him on the back. It's all settled. Now jump into the car and get our cookies. He stared at me.
Me? But I thought, you know, Hank, all at once this leg's killing me.
With narrowed eyes, I watched as he dragged himself around, limping and hobbling in circles.